Marjorie Taylor Greene announces she will resign in January. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 21, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, announced that she would be resigning from office in January, and she criticized both the Republicans and Democrats, stating that nothing ever gets better for regular Americans. In a statement issued in a post on X, Greene pointed out that no matter which political party is in power, the debt increases, corporate and global interests remain Washington's sweethearts, and American jobs continue to get replaced, whether by illegal aliens or legal labor by visas or just shipped overseas, over other issues. Americans are used by the political-industrial complex of both political parties, election cycle after election cycle, in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more, Greene said. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. Today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American dream, which breaks my heart, Greene added. I ran for Congress in 2020 and have fought every single day believing that Make America Great Again meant America first. Greene went on to explain that she has one of the most conservative voting records in Congress, in which she has defended First and Second Amendment rights and the rights of the unborn, but criticized the Republican Party for its decreasing majority in the government shutdown, which lasted 43 days. Greene's statement continues in part. During the longest shutdown in our nation's history, I raged against my own speaker and my own party for refusing to proactively work diligently to pass a plan to save American health care and protect Americans from outrageous, overpriced, and unaffordable health insurance policies. The House should have been in session working every day to fix this disaster. But instead, America was force-fed disgusting political drama once again from both sides of the aisle. My bills, which reflect many of President Trump's executive orders, like calling for a new census counting Americans only to draw new districts, making English the official language of the U.S., making it a felony to medically trans a minor, and other bills like eliminating capital gains taxes on the sale of your primary home, and eliminating H-1B visas, just sit collecting dust. That's how it is for most member of Congress bills. The Speaker never brings them to the floor for a vote. Many common Americans are no longer easily convinced by paid political propaganda spokespersons and consultants on TV and paid shills on social media obediently serving with cult-like conviction to force others to swallow the political party talking points. The Georgia congresswoman added that she was blessed to represent the 14th District of Georgia for 5 years. I've fought harder than almost any other elected Republican to elect Donald Trump and Republicans to power. Traveling the country for years, Greene added, pointing out that through everything over the past few years, she never changed or went back on her campaign promises. Greene's announcement that she would be resigning comes as she and President Donald Trump have been at odds. Trump issued a statement on Truth Social that he was withdrawing his support and endorsement of Greene, labeling her as wacky. Trump also accused her of complaining constantly despite his administration having closed borders, low taxes, no men in women's sports or transgender for everyone, among other accomplishments. Trump's announcement that he was withdrawing his support of Greene came as she had been separating herself from Trump regarding his stance on Israel, and had been calling for the release of documents relating to deceased convicted billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Greene added in her announcement that her only goal and desire has ever been to hold the Republican Party accountable for the promises it makes to the American people and put America first, while adding that she has also fought against Democrat policies such as the Green New Deal and unsafe border policies. With that has brought years of nonstop, never-ending personal attacks, death threats, lawfare, ridiculous slander and lies about me that most people could never withstand even for a day. Greene continued, adding that she does not want her district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against her by Trump.